This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Russian forces continue to move on small cities in eastern Ukraine, the president, Vladimir Putin, is demanding European nations halt sanctions on his country and weapon shipments to Ukraine. More from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In an 80-minute telephone call Saturday with leaders of France and Germany, the Kremlin says Putin affirmed Moscow's openness to resuming peace talks, but warned against the continued transfers of Western weapons to Ukraine, and also blamed Western sanctions for the disruption to global food supplies created by the war. Meantime, Russia's defense ministry released footage of Russian fighters and claimed its forces had captured another small city in the Donbas, the second to fall this week. After failing to occupy Ukraine's capital, Russia has set out to seize the last parts of the eastern region not controlled by Kremlin-backed separatists. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, Russia has now claimed the capture of the key railway junction as its forces fight to seize all eastern Ukraine's contested Donbas region. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman reported Saturday that the city of Lyman had been completely liberated by a joint force of Russian soldiers and Moscow-backed separatists. The city is the second small municipality to fall to Russian forces this week alone. Controlling Lyman would give the Russian military a foothold for advancing on larger Ukrainian-held cities and the two provinces that make up the Donbas. Since failing to occupy Ukraine's capital, Russia has concentrated on seizing parts of the region not already controlled by separatists. There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police say that a stampede at a church charity event in southern Nigeria has left 31 people dead and 7 injured. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Police said the stampede took place at an annual Shop for Free program organized by the King's Assembly Pentecostal Church in Rivers State. Police said Saturday's charity program was supposed to begin at 9 a.m., but dozens of people arrived early and somehow the locked gate was broken open. Such charity events are common in Nigeria. It's Africa's largest economy, but more than 80 million people live in poverty. After the stampede, dozens of residents thronged the scene mourning the dead. Doctors and emergency workers treated some of the injured as they lay in an open field. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A scientific analysis commissioned by the FBI shortly before agents were digging for buried treasure suggests that a huge quantity of treasure of gold could be below the surface of a rural site in western Pennsylvania. And this is according to newly released government documents and photos of that deepen the mystery of the 2018 dig at Dent's Run. The top UN human rights official says that raised concerns with Chinese officials about the impact of counterterrorism and de-radicalization measures on the rights of Uyghurs and other predominantly Muslim groups in China's Xinjiang region. Michelle Bachelet visited Xinjiang as part of a six-day trip to China that ended Saturday. China's ruling Communist Party has denied all reports of human rights violations and allegations of genocide and showed no sign of being open to change. Bachelet's measured words did not satisfy activists and will likely not sit well with governments such as the U.S., which have been critical of her trip. Amnesty International criticized the visit as propaganda exercises for the Chinese government. Landslides caused by heavy rains killed at least 29 people in the state in the northeast Brazil on Saturday. That's according to authorities. Another state in the region, two people died when they were swept away in the river flooding on Friday. Also, the executive secretary of the Civil Defense Agency said in a video posted on Instagram that about 32,000 families live in areas at risk of landslides, flooding in the state as well. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.